Father, glorify your name. What is the glory of the name of God? In Hebrew, the name of a thing carried the full weight of the authority of the thing itself. So a messenger sent in the name of the king had full authority to speak and act on the matter for which he was sent. What about the name of God? You know that God's name isn't God, just as your name isn't human. Biblical names had intentional meanings, and those meanings of names often signified the action of the individual. Solomon was a peaceful king. His name reflects that. So then how is the name of God glorified? For God to glorify his name means that he will do his namesake activity. And what does it mean here in John? Look at the next thing Jesus says. I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. The glorification of the name of God happens in the crucifixion. Christ crucified brings the name of God glory. Christ's death on the cross reconciles God with man. God's name, and in truth his very being, is glorified in the passion of Jesus. None other could save but God, and Christ's blood is God's blood. His blood atones for all. He is the Savior of the world. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul, here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.